If you want a little wisdom, listen to Rabbi Brian. Rabbi Brian!
I met with a young lady yesterday for spiritual direction. And she came across this problem that is as old as recorded history itself. She finds herself called towards doing this thing. And it's as though she has no choice. It's as though she can't not do it. She knows full well that she can stop, she can drag her heels, that she can say, "No, I will not do this now." But it's that word "now" that she only can stop for a while, because the universe seems to be pushing her towards something. And there's this notion of a spiritual notion of Wu Wei, of non-striving, of non-struggling, which is when the universe pushes you towards a certain thing, that you don't strive, you don't push against it, because when you push against it, you build up karma. That's an idea of karma, is that you build up karma when you go against the acceptance of what it is you are to do, when you go against your purpose, when you go against the way in which the universe is pushing you. Oprah Winfrey put it this way. She said, "The only time I've made mistakes is when I didn't listen. What I know is God is love, and love, God is life, and your life is always speaking to you, first in whispers. It's subtle, those whispers, and if you don't pay attention to the whispers, it gets louder and louder. It's like getting thumped upside the head like my grandmother used to do. You don't pay attention to that, it's like getting a brick upside your head. Don't pay attention to that, a whole brick wall falls down. That's the pattern I've seen in my life, and it's played out over and over and over again in this show. I understand this message. I didn't want to become a rabbi. This was not my calling. I wanted to be an architect. I wanted to be in logic and things that were orthogonal and could fit easily in boxes and stack and restack. But I am called to do this thing, to help to free people from themselves so they can be themselves. And I know this is what I'm supposed to do. And the more I try to push against what I'm supposed to do, the more struggle I have in my life. And when I do what I'm supposed to do, it winds up easy. This is the beautiful biblical story of Jonah. Jonah, in this story, is a nobody. He is the son of Amittai. He's the son of no one. Usually there's a whole lineage of who this person is. Jonah is a veritable no one. Just a regular Joe. Nah. It's a terrible joke, but I insist on making it. He's just a regular guy. And he's called by God to go to Nineveh, to this great city, and proclaim to them that they're doing things wrong. And Jonah goes the other way. Jonah says, "I'm not going to go to Nineveh." And he gets into a boat, and that's when the whole whale thing happens. Because the boat starts to rock and to roll. And the seas are upset because he's going against what he knows he needs to do. Not only does he upset his own life, he upsets the life of the other people on the boat. It's at that point where Jonas jumps into the water. He says, "I'm going to end my life." But it doesn't work that way. Because the universe swallows him up and brings him down to the bottom. And think about it. A metaphor for being at the real bottom of your life is to be in a fish at the bottom of the sea. Total blackness. It's there where he surrenders. Jonah says, "I give up, God." The fish spits him out exactly in Nineveh where he's supposed to be. He goes to do the thing he's called to do, which is to say to Nineveh, "Stop your wicked ways." And Nineveh goes, "Oh my goodness, what have we done?" It is said by the Karai community that Jonah is the greatest of all the prophets because when he tells people to repent, they do. All of the other prophets, well, they don't score as well as Jonah. And I ask you in your life, and I will ask myself this right now, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing that I'm not doing? And can I give myself the gift of leaning in, Wu Wei, and going with, surrendering my will?
Hey, it's Rabbi Brian. The podcast is over. I want to encourage you, go to rotb.org, Google search Rabbi Brian, and please understand this is a not-for-profit. This whole thing works because people donate. People help to make this work happen. And I would love it if you would be a supporter of this work as well. Go to rotb.org. There's a place to make donations. I really do appreciate it. And I also really thank you for listening and for telling your friends. Thanks.